All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, for the New York Mets, they were able to get back on track today with a 1-0 victory over the Chicago White Sox at home. But more importantly for the Mets, it was the best outing of the season for starting pitcher Matt Harvey. Now, coming into this game, Harvey had a record of 3-7 with an earned run average of 6.08. And for the entire 2016 MLB season, he had never been able to pitch into the seventh inning. Harvey came out today. He was sharp. He was more confident in all of his pitches. He used a great variety of mixing things up from his fastball and slider and change, and it really was able to keep the White Sox batters off balance. Now, we've seen it before this season where Harvey would have his way with an opposing lineup the first time through, and that second time, they would typically readjust to him and they would begin to tee off. This time around, it was two times through the lineup that Harvey was able to dominate and show the quality stuff that most people have expected from him so far this season. Third time around, Harvey did get into trouble in the top of the seventh inning, but credit to Mets manager Terry Collins for sticking with him. The White Sox had second and third with one out, and he found a way to get out of that inning. And for the day, Harvey had went seven innings, only surrendered two hits, one walk, and six strikeouts. He did this on 87 pitches, and you look at it and say, well, in this age of the pitch count where teams typically don't want to pull a guy until at least the 100 pitch mark if he's pitching okay, it's a situation for both the Mets and Harvey. You got out seven quality innings. Don't worry about the pitch count at this point, but it's seven quality innings, and it's something to build off of for the next start. Now, Harvey definitely is not out of the woods, because if you look at his next start, which is scheduled to take place this Sunday in Miami against the Marlins, and it's a situation where the Marlins are a team that typically tees off on Matt Harvey. He's never really pitched well against them, so I'm really not going to go out there and say, well, you know what, he's turned the corner and he's back to being the Dark Knight. But it's a situation right now. This is definitely something to build off of, because you look at Harvey pitch all season long and the confidence simply has not been there. And I know that the New York media has been laying it on him simply because he walked out last week after he gave up a bad performance against the Washington Nationals without speaking to the media, and he did not speak to the media again yesterday prior to today's game. But it's a situation for Harvey. He's simply looking to get back on track. You look at the other guys in the locker room, everybody believes in him, because you look at the energy that the team had every single time that he came off of that mound today, and everybody was pulling for him there. Even when Neil Walker hit his turned out to be the game-winning home run in the bottom of the seventh inning, there were teammates and coaches alike who went and gave Harvey the high five and said, you know what, okay, we've got you a run. They were hoping to get more, obviously, but basically it was enough to hold up the victory for the Mets. So this is definitely a building block for Matt Harvey. But again, I want to see what he's going to look like in his next start this Sunday against the Miami Marlins. So folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. You can check us out this summer down at MCU Park. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.